Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All right, it is time to talk to Dr. Mark Lanahan, as we said. This is Dan, of course. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing good. Dan, last day of the first quarter is today.
I saw there's no school the next couple of days.
Yeah, we have an in-service tomorrow, and then Friday is our fall break, which is typical of our schedule. So it's been good. It's been a good quarter.
We've stayed in school.
We've had a lot of additional things to deal with, but I think we're doing good. The students and staff are doing a great job with everything we're asking them to do and staying healthy, and, you know, we're doing well. So I think we'll just keep going the way we're going, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get through quarter number two and keep plugging away.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with that, the latest protocols about what your procedures are right now.
They're basically the same as they've been all year. We are requiring everybody to wear a mask in school. I have not heard one complaint about that from students or staff, and I think the reason is they want to be in school. The kids want to be there. The teachers want to be there. The administrators and support staff all want to be there. So there really is not a lot of concern about that. I didn't know how that was going to go, but I think it's helped. You know, we've stayed healthy. And I think, you know, people are kind of used to it now, at least around school.
Yeah. If everybody's doing it, no big deal.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, that makes a big difference. I would encourage our community, though, that when we do have events, we are going to start with indoor events, requiring that people wear a mask. And we don't have a lot of those coming up because volleyball is coming to the end, and we won't know if we host any sub-district for another week or so. It's possible that we might, and if we do, the NSAA actually put out a requirement that everybody wear a mask, all the spectators. So we are going to have people do that. We had a concert last night, Mrs. Anderson.
I was going to ask about that.
And
did you have to limit the audience in any way?
We really didn't. What we did was we made it just for high school, so that cut down a little bit on the crowd. And then our bleachers are marked off, so certain areas there's some tape where you're not supposed to sit, so people spread out pretty well.
Good.
The kids all wore a mask, and everybody had a mask on in the crowd. And the kids sounded awesome. I asked Mrs. Anderson how good they would sound without the mask, because with the mask on, they sounded great. And so she spread them out all over the gym. They used the whole gym floor, and it was a very, very good concert. And, you know, that's a good example of a teacher, and a lot of our teachers are doing this. They're not hiding from this. They're making a learning experience out of it for the kids. And they're, really just working well with them to get kids to understand, okay, we've got some adversity here. Here's what we need to do to overcome that. And so Tracy, you know, she's always done a phenomenal job. But, you know, many of our teachers are doing the same thing. They're adjusting and making it work. And the kids are just, you know, they're just following that leadership from their teachers and, really have had a great quarter so far. So we did that last night, and, we've got outdoors is just a little bit less of a concern when you're outside. I mean, even the public health people would tell you that. They still would like us to do some social distancing, and what we're doing with, football or anything outside is asking people, if you're in the restroom or at a concession stand, we'd like you to wear the mask. And most people are doing that, but when they're in the stands sitting with their family, you know, they usually don't. And we also ask our students to wear them, because we are allowing a student section at our games, but there we are asking them to wear a mask, and they just wear it without any hesitation. So
it's working.
That's been the big thing, but there's a lot of cleaning going on. The maintenance staff has really stepped up and done a great job. We're cleaning our bathrooms probably about three times more than usual. We have every room has hand sanitizer that's being used when kids come into class. They, you know, it's the cleanest the building's ever been, honestly. And you know, hopefully the kids will still have hair on their knuckles after this is over, because they're using that hand sanitizer, you know, about every hour. And just, you know, it's social distancing is challenging with school age kids. That's not something that clicks with them.
With school age kids.
Well, it's just, and we are, you know, we've got over 500 people in those two buildings each. So, you know, with staff and students, there's a lot of people in those buildings. So, we just need to, you know, try and talk to them about that. But that, with the mask, it kind of helps cover that up.
Right. Too, that's so. The masks help with that. You can get a little closer when you're already wearing a mask. Yes. Yep.
And we've made some adjustments with lunches and, you know, we have some tables that were given to us to borrow. The elementary kids are in the gym eating lunch too. So the buses, they're single seats, and I mean, just all kinds of things that have gone on. We've got some equipment from public health where there's an iPad in the office, and anybody that comes in, they just put their forehead near that and it takes their temperature. We're not taking temps every day. I think at the elementary, they're probably doing a little more temperature taking. It's a little bit easier for that because they're, you know, with their classroom teacher. And at the high school, it's probably a little more random, but overall going really good. And you know, we're happy we got through the quarter, and second quarter will, you know, hopefully go as well as this one did. And we'll just keep plugging away.
Doing the best we can. Yep.
We are. We did have our board meeting Monday. And so I actually didn't have a whole lot on our agenda this month in terms of action items. We just needed to finish up a old business on a policy. And just so the public's aware, we are now going to publish notice of our meetings in the Wayne Herald. There are publishing place, so not to...
For legal purposes.
Yes, for legal purposes. And so we still will post notice of our meetings on our website and at our school, but we are required now to publish the notice. So that will happen. Already started happening, actually. We had a couple bids for snow removal. We approved that bid for C. Beatty snow removal.
It's not going to snow this year.
Of course not. And they've been doing our snow removal the past few years, so they've done a nice job. And then our refuse, which is a fancy name for garbage. Gil Hauling was bought out by Waste Connections, I believe is the name. And so there's really about, I think they're about the only one around.
Not many
now,
options,
so,
yeah. No.
But they did give us a bid that was almost the same as the Gil Hauling bid. So that worked out well. The board paid their annual dues. We did approve some digital interactive displays, three of them for the district. So we'll get those out. They're about $2,400 a piece. And what they are is basically it's an interactive smart board. It's kind of a smart board, a projector, and a computer all rolled into one. And you hang it on the wall. And the nice thing about it is the teachers can record what they do. So it works really well for
math. So this is for use in individual classrooms.
In classrooms. But then they can record it. So if a student is home, they can upload that recording into our Canvas software and the kids can actually watch it. So for math, it's good for math. It's great for math because they can, you know, do the formulas and whatever needs to be done. And it records that. And then the kids don't miss out. So that's that's good. We're going to try and continue to build that supply of those. We've got four of them now. So we'll keep every year, you know, trying to get as many of those as we can. And then we did talk a little bit, obviously, about COVID-19. We're going to actually have this on our agenda each month until the pandemic's over. And we're going to list it under new business just in case there's any adjustments we need to make to our schedule. It's on the agenda. If there were no adjustments, then we would just not take action. But we, after discussion, we did make a schedule change. November 4th is a Wednesday, and normally that would be a 10 o'clock start. And in talking with the board, one thing, the staff has really been stretched in terms of all of the additional planning that needs to go on with this pandemic. I did report that throughout the course of this year, we've had over it was exactly 100 students that have been in quarantine, which means they don't necessarily or don't have the virus, but they were
exposed.
And so, you know, and that can be for a period of 2 up to 14 days or more. If they, you know, need to, and public health kind of works with our nurse to determine that, but you know, that's a lot of students, that throughout the district. So that brings on a lot more work and planning for teachers too, because that, you know, that's extra time that needs to be put in with those kids that are home, even if they're zooming into the class or somehow electronically going in, it's still work that needs to be done. So we felt that, you know, it would be a good opportunity to just make it a full day off for students, have the staff come in. We're also a little behind in some of our professional training that needs to get done, just because we've been dealing with all of this COVID stuff. So we need to get a few things done with our teachers that normally we would have done by now. So no school November 4th. It's a Wednesday. Normally would have been a 10 o'clock dismissal, but we're just going to make it a full day, no school. And actually the Commissioner of Education provided some flexibility for schools to be able to do this up to 12 hours per quarter. And so this is just 5 hours that we're missing out. And we may look at it again in December, depending on how this goes and, you know, where we're at. But, you know, we normally do in-service on those days anyway. So that's one thing coming out of the board meeting that we need to make sure we get the word out on that.
Okay, November 4th.
November 4th, no school. We will still, excuse me, we will still have after-school activities. It'll be, you know, we'll still do those things. But during the school day, there will be no school. And the seniors were there because they have to be there for Mr. Johnson's government class. And they thanked us for that. And they took the credit for that. So I think they went back and told the rest of their class, hey, we got you a day off. But part of it is, too, the kids have been great. And, you know, I think that, you know, it'll be a good opportunity, you know, the next couple days here and then on the 4th to just kind of step back a little bit and regroup. And so that's the plan there. Otherwise, the board did later in the meeting talk about some work we're looking at in our south parking lot, which is south of the high school. It's a gravel area right now. And we are accepting bids through on October 20th. We're going to open bids for consideration to make that concrete
and for paving,
make it good parking, good driving area. It's not very safe back there. So we went down and actually took a tour of that, and we showed them the potholes and the you know, the areas that were of a concern, and it's just kind of a safety issue. And it's something we've been talking about for a while. It's just, you know, we just haven't had a chance to do it. But I know we're hoping for good bids, and actually hoping to at least be able to do part of it this fall, and then see what the bids are and maybe consider finishing it up next spring. But so we'll see where that goes. But we did talk about that. And we also talked a little bit about our short-range facility plan, you know, just kind of a, what have we done and what needs to get done as far as kind of a 3 to 5 year plan. We're looking at possibly next summer renovating the public restrooms in the high school, which are very outdated, and we're having some issues with the plumbing in those bathrooms because they're original. So that might hopefully we'll be able to do something with that next summer. And just things like that, you know. We've got some leaky windows at the elementary that need to be looked at and probably just re-caulked, hopefully, and things that just need to get done that need to be on a list so we can plan for the work and the expense. So we talked about that a little bit and took the tour of the parking lot and called it a board meeting.
Okay. Any personnel matters going on these days?
No, not right now. We do have some openings. We're looking for someone to drive our lunch truck. As people know, we deliver lunches to a few different areas around town, and so that's something that we're short on. And we're usually, as we are now, typically we're short in paras. I mean, that I don't know that we're ever full with paras, but we do have a couple openings there. And so if people are interested, I think the ads are in the paper, or they can just call school too, because, you know, those are real important positions and ones that we need to fill. But, you know, it's early in the year. We're full with our staff, and we're very fortunate to have a very professional staff that does a great job. And so, you know, I think a lot of the response that the kids have had is due to the response the teachers took, and not the teachers and of course all of our support staff. Everybody's just kind of stepped up, and I think there's always good that comes out of things, as everybody knows. And as rough as this pandemic's been, I think, you know, what we're seeing at school is people very willing to step up and help and do what needs to get done. And so that's been fun to watch. And I think people are getting a little tired. The COVID fatigue is the yep. new phrase out there. And I agree with that. I think we all probably are feeling that, but
it's not the time to get complacent.
That's
though.
Right. Exactly. And hopefully things will improve as we turn over the calendar. And yeah, I think everybody's going to be glad to see 2020 in the rearview mirror, maybe. And
probably, yeah. I know some schools have had issues with substitute teachers. Yeah. Have you had any
we're
problems?
We're doing pretty good. We have a fairly good list of subs as far as numbers. And, we have not been sending people to professional development workshops, which would require a sub. So, we have cut down a little bit on the amount of time that the classroom teachers are actually gone. We're still doing all of our activities. So, you know, there are times that pulls teachers away. And so far, the teachers have been healthy and they've been taking even extra precautions just among themselves. You know, mm-hmm. we talked to them about that early in the year, and that some of the areas where they eat are very small. And so we asked them not to have lunch in those areas. So they're eating, they're spreading out in classrooms and having lunch together, but they're, 12 feet away from each other. Things like that. I think the teachers are very aware of that. And, they want to be here too. It's usually as teaching goes, it when you have to get a sub, it's about double the work, you want to have a good plan in place. And we do have good subs that do a good job, but then when you come back, you know, there's always work that comes from being gone. So teachers generally don't like to be gone unless they have to anyway. And so, we want our regular classroom teachers in there as much as possible. So they've done a really nice job, just kind of taking some additional precautions that, will hopefully keep them coming to work and healthy as well.
Okay. I guess we'll keep lugging.
We will keep plugging away, and we'll be, as I said, we have that November 4th date off, and then about 3 weeks from there, I think, is Thanksgiving break. And so we've got, with these 2 days and with the 4th and Thanksgiving, there's about 2 weeks where we go, and I normally like to be in school as much as possible. I think, hopefully people are aware of that, but we just need to consider, this year is a lot different. And as we said, we got our snow removal bid done, but we hope we don't have to use that much either. I'm kind of looking forward to a snow day, actually.
There's a chance for snow this weekend.
So. I used to complain about them, and now it's like, oh, that'll be fun to go driving at 3 a.m. and think about something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I miss those times.
Yeah. Well, I probably won't when it actually happens.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support everybody's given us. And, as I said, we really are asking people to wear a mask when they are at our events that are indoors during the whole time, and any outdoor events when they're not able to social distance, basically. And we want to do that because we want to keep our activities going. We want things to continue. And that's mm-hmm. one little thing that everybody can do to help us.
Holidays, of course, are coming up. As far as holiday programs, any talk along those lines?
Yeah, we haven't really, not a whole lot yet. I think last night's concert was kind of an experiment just to see, and it went great. The band has been doing their marching, so that, you know, we're trying to, the kids work hard, and they want to perform, you know, they want to show their talent, and so we want to do as much as we can. And I suspect, my guess would be that we will do something, but it probably won't look like it has.
I'm guessing it might be, you know, split up. Yeah. So do a part of it one
keep
time.
The crowd's a little smaller. Right. You know, we hope to obviously be able to record what we've done in the past, which I, you know, it seems like we should be able to do that.
Well, that's what they do for me. They record in just their rehearsal halls and give me the recording rather than recording the actual performance.
Right. So hopefully all those things, you know, that we like to do, and, you know, like I said, the kids really enjoy those performances because they do work hard on those things, and they want a chance. They don't have two games a week where they can perform at a concert twice a week. You know, there's only so many of those, and so we want to make sure we give those opportunities for the kids that are in those programs.
Okay. Well, I suppose I should let you get back to work.
That'd be great. I have a 9:30 meeting, so I'm going to put it on my phone. I can just put it on my phone, and, you know, you can almost do everything on your phone now. So
we do what we can.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mark. Dr. Mark Lenihan, again, our guest today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the news.